The Freibar Report. Monthly report by the Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center in Chiapas, Mexico. The Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center, FRAIBA, is a civil non-profit organization independent of any government, political ideology, or religious creed. Founded in 1989 through the initiative of Samuel Ruiz Garcia, Catholic Bishop of the Diocese of San Cristóbal de las Casas, Chiapas, FRAIBA has an ecumenical and Christian inspiration. FRAIBA's mission is to walk beside and at the service of poor, excluded, and organized people who struggle to overcome their socioeconomic and political situation, deriving from them direction and strength to contribute to their project of building a society where people and communities fully live and enjoy all their rights. FRAIBA declares its opposition to the construction of the rural cities in Chiapas, which is a project promoted by the Mesoamerica Project, formerly the Puebla-Panama Plan, operated by the governor of Chiapas, Juan Sabines Guerrero. The first of these cities has already been built in San Juan del Grijalva, in the northern part of the state. A second one is currently under construction in Santiago del Pinar, in the region of Los Altos, a territory with strong presence of the Zapatista National Liberation Army, EZLN. Our compañeros and compañeras from the Center for Economic and Political Research for Community Action, CIEPAC, have been monitoring the projects imposed on communities and have paid special attention to rural cities. One of the center's members gives us this update on the issue.
Somos compañeras de CIEPAC. CIEPAC quiere decir Centro de Investigaciones Económicas y Políticas de Acción Comunitaria.
We are compañeros from CIEPAC, which means Center for Economic and Political Research for Community Action. We research the impacts of capitalist projects in the state of Chiapas. We monitor them, and we give them visibility through community workshops. We're now investigating a project that's gaining a lot of strength at the government level, which is the rural cities. This is actually not a government project. Rather, it has to do with a whole new neoliberal economic geography that is attempting to implement a territorial reorganization.
Se intenta hacer una reorganización territorial. Y hablando del estado de Chiapas,
just in the state of Chiapas, there are 25 rural cities planned. The intention is to relocate indigenous people from their communities where, according to them, they live dispersed, and concentrate them in these artificial urban centers, transforming their labor force. In other words, the labor force that was dedicated to agriculture will be turned into labor for agro-business. What we see behind all of this is a strong attempt at social control. It worries us very much because in Chiapas, we're living this silent war of dispossession, and this is a key element in the territorial organization to destroy, in practice, the whole web of communal relationships lived in indigenous communities.
De facto, todo el tejido comunitario que se vive dentro de las comunidades indígenas. Vemos, por ejemplo, en el caso de Jaltenango, en el norte de...
Take, for instance, the case of Jaltenango in northern Chiapas. There, the biggest rural city is under construction, which will be called the City of Coffee, with interest from multinational corporations like Starbucks and German cosmetics companies. These business interests will try to concentrate and commercialize everything people produce at the local level.
A nivel local, la gente la van a concentrar y la van a comercializar estas empresas. En Ixhuatán, que se está...
In Ixhuatán, another rural city is under construction. There, what's happened is that Canadian and American mining companies have already made explorations that we can call effective. And these effective explorations have already received government concessions. The indigenous communities who live in these areas will be relocated to the rural city of Ixhuatán so those mines can be exploited, and the people who worked in agriculture will be transformed into labor force for the mines.
Y luego la gente que se dedicaba a la agricultura transformarse en trabajadores de la minería.
Rural cities are proposals derived from the Mesoamerica Project, formerly the Puebla-Panama Plan, which responds to the interests of private enterprises and the U.S. and Canadian governments, without the population's consent and violating the rights of the peoples, human rights, and self-determination. Diego Cadenas Gordillo, director of the Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center, speaks of this issue.
Que la agudización de la dijéramos de las controversias.
The worsening of the conflicts has to do with the implementation of an economic project face to face with a project by indigenous peoples, which has to do above all with the defense of their resources.
Todo con la defensa de sus recursos.
Entonces, as we made it clear in our annual balance, we believe that we are at a stage where the implementation of this neoliberal economic policy is using all of its resources to appropriate and dispossess indigenous peoples of their natural resources. And against this, there is a mobilization and an organization of defensive actions by indigenous peoples.
We're certain that thousands of women and men from communities in their countries are against these actions, which their governments are imposing through our governors on the poorest and most worthy peoples of these lands in the Mexican Southeast. This was the monthly report by the Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center in Chiapas. For more information, visit www.fraiba.org.mx.